Look at part 1. Task 1. Listen to 3 short recordings. In each recording 1 to 3, a waiter is giving instructions to some guests. What restaurant, A.H., is the waiter in? You will hear the recording only once. You now have 15 seconds to look at task 1. Now we are ready to start.
1.
Hi, how are you? Just before I take you to your table, put on these gloves and snow boots. Children, don't touch the walls, please. Okay, follow me. Here's your table. I'll bring you some hot soup while you look at the menu.
2.
Here's the bill. I hope you enjoyed your meal, sir. And remember, bring your friends with you next time. But don't tell your enemies where we are. It's a secret.
3.
Go over to the butcher's table. Choose a steak. The butcher will weigh it for you. Take your steak to the barbecue and tell the chef how you'd like your meat. Don't touch the grill or you'll burn yourself.
Now you have 15 seconds to complete task 1. Task 2. You will hear Louise Bright telling some students about her work as a clothes designer. For each question, 4 to 10, choose the correct letter A, B or C. You now have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
I've worked as a sportswear designer for a big store for 4 years now, but I haven't always worked in fashion. When I left school, I worked as a secretary for a couple of years, and then became a bank clerk before getting a job in a travel agency. But I always dreamt about working in fashion. And I used to spend a lot of time staring out of the window and drawing clothes. So, when I was 25, I went to college, the London School of Fashion, and did a 4-year course there. You don't learn how to actually design and make clothes until the second year. The first year is spent looking back at the fashions of the past. In the third year, you work in a big store, looking at clothes made by all the famous fashion names. I enjoyed the last year of the course most, because each student designs 7 sets of clothes for the final fashion show. All the students at the school come to the final show, and you can invite other friends as well. But for me, the best thing was that my mum and dad could come and see what I'd done. Of course, people who are really well known in the fashion trade often come too. I loved the final show. The things I designed were all sports clothes. The shape of these clothes is really quite simple, so it's sometimes hard to make them look new and interesting. But I particularly like the materials you use, because they feel soft when you've got them on. I was very lucky to get work as a fashion designer as soon as I'd finished college. A few students from my course were offered work by really famous fashion designers, But I was offered permanent work by the store I'd worked for as a student. And I'm now designing a special range of clothes for the store. In fact, most of the other students on my course aren't designing at all. They're working in advertising for the fashion industry. I really love my work, but I intend to have my own business in the end. I'd like to design children's sports clothes and sell them on the internet. I don't expect to be fantastically successful, but if I could earn enough to live on, that would be great.
Now you have 15 seconds to answer the questions, then you will hear the recording again. Now listen again.
I've worked as a sportswear designer for a big store for 4 years now, but I haven't always worked in fashion. When I left school, I worked as a secretary for a couple of years, and then became a bank clerk before getting a job in a travel agency. But I always dreamt about working in fashion, and I used to spend a lot of time staring out of the window and drawing clothes. So, when I was 25, I went to college, the London School of Fashion, and did a 4-year course there. You don't learn how to actually design and make clothes until the second year. The first year is spent looking back at the fashions of the past. In the third year, you work in a big store looking at clothes made by all the famous fashion names. I enjoyed the last year of the course most, because each student designs 7 sets of clothes for the final fashion show. All the students at the school come to the final show, and you can invite other friends as well. But for me, the best thing was that my mum and dad could come and see what I'd done. Of course, people who are really well known in the fashion trade often come too. I loved the final show. The things I designed were all sports clothes. The shape of these clothes is really quite simple, so it's sometimes hard to make them look new and interesting. But I particularly like the materials you use, because they feel soft when you've got them on. I was very lucky to get work as a fashion designer as soon as I'd finished college. A few students from my course were offered work by really famous fashion designers. But I was offered permanent work by the store I'd worked for as a student. And I'm now designing a special range of clothes for the store. In fact, most of the other students on my course aren't designing at all. They're working in advertising for the fashion industry. I really love my work, but I intend to have my own business in the end. I'd like to design children's sports clothes and sell them on the internet. I don't expect to be fantastically successful, but if I could earn enough to live on, that would be great.
Now you have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of part 1.